Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a major cross-border operation was conducted yesterday in Stranorlar, in which a man was detained. Idris na Gaeltachta have announced a funding boost for Fanad Lighthouse. The body of a man has been recovered by Foyle Search and Rescue in Derry today, and a delegation of MEPs from the European Parliament's Regional Development Committee has been in Derry this week to assess the impact of EU regional development funding on the Northwest's economy. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, the body of a man has been recovered by Foyle Search and Rescue in Derry today. No formal identification has taken place, but a search has been ongoing for Michael McGinley from Gobnaskeel, who's been missing since January the 21st. Pat Carlin is Education and Media Officer with Foyle Search and Rescue.
At 0800 hours this morning, we had boat crews in the water conducting searches, as we have been doing 9 weeks now, coming this Sunday. At about 09:30, at a location on the river, we located and recovered the body of a male, which has yet to go through the formal identification process with the police service. We returned that male then to Gillylands, where it was transferred onward then by the police service.
This is going to be a mixture of both grief and relief for one family in the area.
Yes, the current person missing, we have a person by the name of Michael McGinley, is currently missing. And if it turns out to be him, it'll be a relief for the family.
In terms of the work that Foyle Search and Rescue do, I mean, today's recovery of that body just highlights the work you do. Recently, there were was a despicable incident where equipment belonging to Foyle Search and Rescue was in fact damaged, and we've seen other reports of safety equipment in the area being damaged. I think anyone that has ever involved themselves in such activity should look at what's happened today and perhaps ask themselves the question, is this the sort of group that I want to compromise?
Yeah, I think what you said would be definitely targeted to the individual or individuals who carried out that act, the damage to our boat. Our boat is vital. This morning's a typical example. If we had a boat off the water and we had to respond today, we wouldn't have been able to do so. And I'm sure in reflection they'll be looking at it and thinking that it was the wrong thing. The police investigation is currently ongoing, and as of today we don't have any update.
Leo Varadkar says he would welcome terms of agreement on the backstop for the Brexit treaty before June, but that Ireland is not the one under time pressure. EU negotiators are seeking an agreement on an open border in Ireland by June, which is months ahead of the EU withdrawal deadline in October. The Taoiseach says we're not the ones leaving, so we're not under any pressure.
Obviously, if we can have agreement on the terms of the backstop or an alternative to the backstop before June, that's something we would very much welcome. And what's significant about the last couple of days is that having rejected the backstop protocol out of hand only a couple of weeks ago, the United Kingdom has now agreed to engage on that text, and we'll be meeting at official level as early as Monday to work on that.
Idris na Gaeltachta have announced a funding boost for Fanad Lighthouse. €60,000 will be made available over a period of 2 years, with the hope of also recruiting a tourism officer as part of the initiative, with the view of building on the overall tourism experience in the area. CEO of Idris na Gaeltachta, Michael O'Heaney, says this funding announcement will build on Fanad Lighthouse fast becoming an iconic tourism destination.
The community in Fanad, working with Irish Lights, the County Council, Idris na Gaeltachta and Fáilte Ireland, have developed Fanad into what is fast becoming an iconic tourism destination. And this grant that the Minister is announcing today will assist Fanad and the community there in further developing their marketing programme and highlighting the potential of Fanad Lighthouse as a tourism destination over the coming years.
We know that there were some issues regarding a lack of broadband, particularly in the lighthouse. I know that's not in your remit exactly, but is that something that you would like to see improve there?
I think it's essential today that any type of business, any type of tourism-related business, has to have access to fast, affordable broadband. And we're working in Udras with the relevant department and others to seek to fast-track broadband into areas such as Fannet. It is absolutely essential, and for projects in any type of business in rural areas to achieve their full potential, access to broadband is absolutely essential.
Three people have been killed and around a dozen injured during what's being treated as a terrorist attack in the south of France. A gunman took hostages at a supermarket in Trèbes, southeast of Toulouse, before being shot dead in a police raid. He'd apparently pledged allegiance to Islamic State. France's Interior Minister Gerard Collomb has visited the scene and explained what happened.
The Lieutenant Colonel of the police, who was with his men, voluntarily substituted himself for a hostage the terrorist was holding. And so he managed to stay with him. The terrorist fired, the GIGN intervened and killed the terrorist.
Donegal County Council are hosting an information evening on the proposed new traffic management system for Rathmullen. Key proposals include introducing a one-way system onto Pound Street, Pier Road and Main Street, Kerrs Bay, inside the village boundaries of Rathmullen. The local authorities say that this will improve traffic management, increase footpath widths, provide new footpaths and create more on-street parking. Representatives from Donegal County Council will be available to meet individuals any time between 6pm and 8pm next Wednesday in the St Vincent de Paul Centre. Organiser Mick McGlynn is urging everyone to attend.
We're delighted now that we've reached probably penultimate stage in the whole process, that we are showing, I suppose, the suggestions that Donegal County Council engineers have come up with to the wider community for their considerations and or suggestions for them to I suppose, discuss this with the council. And I think everybody's going to have an opportunity to do that at the meeting next Wednesday.
In terms of the road, especially the shore road there in its current form, it is posing a lot of problems there at the minute.
There are huge traffic problems, I suppose, in any seaside town, not just in the summer, at weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. The traffic in and out of Rathmullen can pose problems, not just to people in the car, but to pedestrians as well. It's physically impossible in one area for two cars to pass, certainly two in my view, danger spots need to be addressed and some decision taken about.
I'm sure it would be ideal to have this new management plan in place, particularly for the summer months. You don't really see that happening.
To be honest, I don't know whether that's feasible or not. Donegal County Council and I suppose the people of Rathmullen want to give due consideration to any change.
A major cross-border operation was conducted yesterday in Stranorder in which a man was detained. The joint operation carried out by Gardaí and the PSNI resulted in a man being arrested in connection with the suspected theft of a lorry in the area. He has been released on bail and is due to appear in court next month. Catherine Gaffney reports.
The man was arrested by Gardaí yesterday close to Maclay's Corner in the town. The man, who is in his 50s and from outside the jurisdiction, has been charged with a theft offence and will appear before Letterkenny District Court on April the 9th. The arrest comes as a result of a major intelligence-led operation conducted by both the Gardaí and the PSNI into cross-border criminality. A file is to be completed for final directions from the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions.
A Mayo man has been found guilty of the murder of his baby son almost 5 years ago. 40-year-old John Tye of Ballyhonis has been sentenced to life in prison for killing 6-month-old Joshua by placing a wad of tissue in his mouth. The baby's mother said John Tye took her flesh and blood away from her and she'll probably never get over it. Stephanie Grogan reports from the Central Criminal Court.
6.5-month-old Joshua Suspear Tye choked on a wad of tissue at his father's home on the 1st of June 2013. It was the prosecution's case that his dad, John Tye, had murdered him by placing two tissues in his mouth. The court heard the baby's mother had announced she was in a new relationship on Facebook the day before. John Tye maintained what happened that day was an accident and his baby must have placed the tissues in his mouth himself while he left him unattended for a few minutes to go to the bathroom. But the prosecution had argued a baby of that age couldn't form, chew or swallow a wad of tissue of that size. After 7.5 hours of deliberations, the jury returned a guilty verdict. John Tye showed little emotion and stared straight ahead when the decision was announced. He's due to receive the mandatory life sentence shortly. Stephanie Grogan at the Central Criminal Court.
A Letterkenny councillor is calling for the development of a piece of waste ground in the Glencar area of the town. The piece of land to the rear of Windmill View near Killylaston has been highlighted as an area of concern as a result of ongoing antisocial behaviour and illegal dumping. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, councillor Kieran Brogan said Donegal County Council, which owns the land, needs to come up with a plan to develop it.
The key to all of this, the council can resolve this very easy, and that's what I'm calling them to do as a matter of urgency. Straight away, they need to go in and tidy up the land that's there, and I think then they need to put their own team together and come back with a report to see what they can do with the land and utilised in the best way, I suppose, for the public purse. There's many different ways I believe they could utilise it. If it was anybody else, to be honest, the council themselves would be the first to be notifying them.
Yeah, and we've seen that before, where the council say our hands are tied, we can't contact this landlord, or we have to go through, this is actual council-owned property that they could move on very quickly if the will was there, you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. And again, I think that they need to do that as a matter of urgency, and it's something that I'll be continuing to raise with both planning sections and the housing section of the council. It could be a small development for some single applicants or something like that. It could be amenity, it could be a community building, it could be something, but at least do an analysis on the whole property, come back and tell us exactly what's there, what their thoughts are for it, because having land holdings like this sitting and doing nothing with them is not right and it's not fair to the taxpayer. But I believe that in some areas where there is a community need, then funding could be identified, and in the overall interest of the public good, improve the whole area. And this is the sort of thinking that's needed here.
A delegation of MEPs from the European Parliament's Regional Development Committee has been in Derry this week to assess the impact of EU regional development funding on the Northwest's economy. They viewed a number of EU-funded job creation projects along the border, as well as areas of cooperation in health and education, particularly the Northwest Regional Science Park. Foyle MEP Martina Anderson says it was an important visit.
The MEPs left very clearly with an understanding of how cross-border All-Ireland projects work, the importance of designated special status for the North to remain within the EU, because we cannot have a situation where you would have regulatory diversions in the island that the Good Friday Agreement and Brexit. Brexit is incompatible with the Good Friday Agreement. It challenges the All-Ireland work that is going on, great work that is going on at the moment. I took them to the border. They could see that there's no physical infrastructure there. So they're very clearly made aware and going away with a clear impression and understanding that you cannot have any physical infrastructure in the border. Then you needed to have a situation where you had regulatory convergence across the island.
And there has been much work done on a cross-border basis between Donegal and Derry, particularly in relation to job creation. And you would hope now that going forward, this hard work would not be undone.
We took them to the science park, given that you have work going on between Derry City Council, University of Ulster, Letterkenny Institute of Technology. The funding, the facility for the building alone was funded out of EU funding. The work that has taken place and the jobs that have been created as a consequence of having such a facility there.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's 16 minutes past five and time now for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. Seamus Coleman returns to the Republic of Ireland this evening away in Turkey. The Killybegs man will make his first Irish appearance since the double leg break suffered in last year's qualifier against Wales. Irish captain is named in the defence alongside Derry Shane Duffy, while James McLean is named in midfield. Declan Rice and Scott Hogan will make their senior international debuts for the Republic, while Martin O'Neill has also named Shawnee Maguire for the first time in the starting 11. That one's due to kick off at 5:30, getting underway shortly. In the League of Ireland First Division tonight, Finn Harps are looking for win number two. They're taking on Wexford Youths at Finn Park. Harps, of course, will be missing some vital experience with Paddy McCourt and Gareth Harkin, both sidelined through injury. Harps, of course, have 4 points from their opening two games with a win and a draw under their belt. They're looking for win number two tonight. And if you can't make it to Finn Park, you can tune Highlands Way. We'll have live regular updates as from the kickoff time with Jeremy Doherty. Among the other games tonight, the leaders are both in action. Galway United go to Drogheda United, and UCD are hosting Cabinteely. The other match in the First Division, Shelburne against Cove. No game tonight for Derry City in the Premier Division due to the large amount of players that are involved on international sides. There is other games taking place. Shamrock Rovers can move level on points with leaders Cork City. The Hoops will do so if they want at fourth place Waterford. St Pat's host Limerick, and there's a bottom of the table clash at Dalymount Park where Bohemians take on Bray Wanderers. It's also a busy weekend of soccer locally with games Saturday and Sunday on the intermediate and junior front spread right across the northwest. But the big tie of the weekend is without doubt the FEA Intermediate Cup semi-final on Sunday, where Letterkenny Rovers are playing Firhouse Clover at Lakeview Park. It's the second intermediate semi-final in three seasons for Rovers, who went all the way to the final in the Aviva in 2016. Letterkenny's Darren McIlwain says the side have to take their opportunities when they present themselves.
I didn't think it was an opportunity to get was going to come, but hopefully there's a second one coming up now. In 2016, all we talked about was getting to the Aviva. The big talk this year from us is trying to win it, and this could potentially be the hardest game of the whole lot to try and do it. And I have every confidence in the squad we have. It's took the squad to get us into these positions with three semi-finals, and we're sitting nicely in the league. So it's up to us now to take these opportunities that are starting to present themselves.
Kick-off time on Sunday at Lakeview is at 1 o'clock. On to golf. Rory McIlroy is in danger of being knocked out of the WGC match play in Texas. The Ulsterman's 3 down against American Brian Harman with 12 holes played off today's action. McIlroy needs to beat Harman if he is to reach the last 16. There was success for two Donegal athletes at the European Masters Indoor Championships in Madrid today. Finn Valley Sinead McConnell and Margaret Reid were part of the Irish women's team, which won silver. Both had personal bests in the 5K, with McConnell doing 30.06 and Reid 27.30. Spain won gold, with Italy finishing in a third position there. To Gaelic Games, the Tyrone team to play Kerry in the final of the National League campaign has been named, with 8 changes from the side that defeated Mayo and Castlebar last weekend. Callum McShane, Colm Kavanagh, Matthew Donnelly, Peter Hart, Lee Brennan, Parry Hemsay and Frank Burns are the 7 players to retain their places. Injuries picked up by Hugh Pat McGeary and Niall Sludden mean they miss out. Donegal clash with Mayo on Sunday in the Alliance League, with the winner staying in the top flight. A point will do for Mayo, but Donegal know they need victory to avoid the drop to Division 2. Donegal management is hopeful that the likes of Ryan McHugh and Mark McHugh, along with Owen McNeilis and Martin McElhoney, will be available on Sunday, having missed out last week. Donegal boss Declan Bonner knows that they need a big performance on Sunday.
We know we have to get a performance to the level. It's going to be, it'll have to be a top-class performance, and it'll have to be for 70-plus minutes. The lads coming off the bench will have a crucial part to play. We, as I said, we need to be better defensively, and we will. And we have created a lot of chances throughout the National League campaign, and our conversion rate is probably not high enough, so we will need to convert those chances to come Sunday after. And if we do that, then we're in with a big chance of remaining in Division 1.
You can hear more from Declan Bonner by going to the sports section of our website, HighlandRadio.com. And of course, that game throws in at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and you can tune Highlands Way. We'll have the full match live, we'll have the build up, then the game live and reaction as well on Sunday Sport this weekend. Martin McHugh will be joining myself in the commentary position in that crucial game with the winner to stay up. Tyrone, of course, are safe. They're playing Kerry at 3, and the other matches, Dublin against Monaghan, Kildare playing Galway. Dublin and Galway already fill the places in the league final in Division 1. Among the other games at the weekend, Northwest interest in Division 3 comes in the form of Derry, who are at Marchevic Park playing at Sligo. Now, should Derry lose to Sligo and Offaly get a result away to Westmeath, Derry could be relegated to Division 4. Among the other games, Fermanagh take on Longford, and it's basically a winner takes all there. Whoever wins that tie will be promoted along with Armagh. And there's a double header in Balbofey this coming weekend. It's a big day for the ladies of Donegal as they play Kerry in Division 1 of the National Football League. That's the opening match at McCool Park, and it throws in at 1 o'clock. It's the first time ever that the ladies have played before the men in a competitive fixture. On the hurling front, Derry are in action tomorrow, Saturday, as they take on Armagh in the National Hurling League Division 2B relegation playoff. That match is in Ballyshannon, starts at 3 o'clock. The loser will go to Division 3 for next season. It's a big weekend as well on the colleges front. Tonight at Celtic Park in Derry, it's the replay of that McLaren Cup final, with St Union's College of Letterkenny taking on Holy Trinity of Cookstown. St Union's are of course looking to take the McLaren Cup for the sixth time. 7:30 is the throw-in time. And then tomorrow afternoon at Connolly Park in Sligo at 2 o'clock, it's the All-Ireland Edmund Ignatius Cup Senior D football final. It's a huge day for Ulster champions Coleshte Alley of Letterkenny. They're taking on St Cuan's from Castle Blakeney from County Galway. And John Bosco Geller is the manager of the Coleshte Alley side, and he's expecting the usual type of Galway football to come from the opposition tomorrow.
Saw them in their semi-final against St Farnan's from Prosperous, and you know, St Cuan's, they worked really hard. They're tigerish in their defending. They've got some very, very good, strong footballers, and their full forward, the number 14, you know, was really important for them on that day. He won a lot of ball, and they probably play like the Galway teams. You know, they play a traditional long ball, and they've got runners coming through the middle. So look, we're going to have our work cut out for us on the day, but you know, we're confident. You know, the lads have been working hard, and they're really looking forward to it.
We'll have updates from that game tomorrow afternoon on Saturday Sport. Elsewhere this weekend, the Donegal Club Championship draws for all age groups and levels will take place at Michael Murphy Sports tomorrow afternoon. 4:30 is the time that the draws will get underway there. In cricket, Ireland have missed out on a place in next summer's World Cup. They lost to Afghanistan by 5 wickets, and a winner takes all Super 6 qualifier in Zimbabwe. Ireland will not be going to the World Cup in England. In rugby, Jacob Stockdale has won the Six Nations Player of the Championship Award. The 21-year-old Ulster winger scored a record 7 tries to help Ireland win only their third Grand Slam. He's also been named in the Ulster side to play Cardiff in the Pro 14 game tomorrow. Our feature match in local rugby tomorrow comes from Ulster Championship 3. There's a derby feel to this one as Letterkenny take on Strabane. Alec McDonald will be watching the action there as from 2:30. City of Derry are away to Skerries in All-Ireland League Division 2B, and Omagh are on the road as well in Division 2C as they go to Bective. Finally, in Irish American football, the start of the new season is tomorrow in Mullingar for the Donegal Derry Vipers as they take on the Westmeath Minotaurs. And that game gets underway at 1 o'clock. The Vipers this year, of course, looking to make it to the playoffs and start the campaign with a victory on the opening day. Don't forget, Jeremy Doherty will have updates tonight from Fun Harps against Wexford, and our next studio programmes tomorrow afternoon, Saturday Sport, just after the 2 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, there will be scattered showers this evening in light to moderate northerly winds. Dry in most parts tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells, with lowest temperatures of -1 to 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a major cross-border operation was conducted yesterday in Stranorder, in which a man was detained. The joint operation carried out by Gardaí and the PSNI resulted in a man being arrested in connection with the suspected theft of a lorry in the area. The body of a man has been recovered by Foyle Search and Rescue in Derry today. No formal identification has taken place, but a search has been ongoing for Michael McGinley from Gobnaskeel, who's been missing since January the 21st. Uttaris na Gaeltachta have announced a funding boost for Fanad Lighthouse. €60,000 will be made available over a period of 2 years, with the hope of also recruiting a tourism officer as part of the initiative, with the view of building on the overall tourism experience in the area. And Donegal County Council are hosting an information evening on a proposed new traffic management system for Rathmullen. Key proposals include introducing a one-way system onto Pound Street, Pier Road and Main Street, Kerridge Bay, inside the village boundaries of Rathmullen. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 23rd of March. The sudden death has taken place at her home of Teresa Griffin, 60 Curly Hill Road, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 25 past 9 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. interment afterwards in Melmount Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Roseanne McHugh, Creve Smith, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 10 o'clock in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Newlech Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to palliative care nurses, care of Con MacDade and Son funeral directors, or any family member. Family time, please, from 10pm to 10am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mairead Boyle, Ballinadlack, Stranorder. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Stranorder, for Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to St Joseph's Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Kennedy Undertaker Castle Finn. The death has taken place of Ian Kelly, Money Gregan, Newton Cunningham, and formerly of Glenn Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Mass at 1:30 in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice and Oncology and Haematology Wards, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Lil Cannon, Narn Road, Glenties, and formerly of Mina Carn, Letchamica Ward. Her remains are reposing at her late residence at Narn Road, Glenties. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 11:30 to St Bridget's Church, Letchamica Ward, for Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 10am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Pat Deeney, Market Street, Rathmullen. Remains reposing at Market Street from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Arthur Fleury, Hillhead, Ardra. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, until removal at 6:30 this evening to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving there at 7:15. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member.